e-learning for sustainable development. I keep meeting teachers who think they do e-learning if they make a PowerPoint available online. I also have encountered teachers who regard computers as enemies of teaching. They perceive machines as barriers between human beings who are adapted to communicate face-to-face, not through screens. How do you ensure high learning outcomes online? Quality education depends on the input of content and pedagogy, whether online or on campus. To create good online learning environments, you have to be structured. You have to be very conscious about what pedagogical methods you use. Education needs to be more learning than technology-driven to succeed. The magic of dazzling technology must be matched with appropriate pedagogy. The quest for sustainable development requires changes in attitudes and intercultural and global cooperation. The combination of ICT and transformative pedagogy can be efficient tools for such change. Traditional education is often inadequate to meet the challenges of a global environmental and financial crisis. Education for sustainable development demands a new transformative pedagogy. Traditional education systems are to some degree based on copy, cram and reproduce, or the CCR pedagogy. Paulo Freire calls it the banking pedagogy. It should be possible to implement the state-of-the-art online education technology in large parts of Africa and Asia almost as rapidly as it happened with the mobile phones. Online education does not have to be synchronous with live video streaming and same-time interaction between students and teachers. Asynchronous e-learning can be just as effective or work even better than the more technologically demanding synchronous modes. Transformative collaborative pedagogy is probably decisive for building good online learning environments. This approach also encourages information literacy, creativeness, and critical thinking. These may be crucial factors for our ability to meet the challenges of a seemingly imminent global economic and environmental crisis and to steer development in a sustainable direction.